This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Gabe Cowan. Now, Gabe leads a platform that takes a new approach to finding and placing sound effects, sound design, and music for videos. His perspective on how technology is changing the way sound and music is synchronized to picture plus impact on consumers' experience. This stuff has been used on Netflix, HBO Max, known as Max now, Amazon Prime, and so many others. And so I'm really intrigued by his creativity and his ability to kind of see this through. So I'm honored to have him on. With no further ado, Gabe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's an honor. Tell us about what led you there. I see guitars in the back. So the music has always been innate. It's always been in you, I can imagine. But shed a little insight. Let us know. Let us in on how what got you here.
Sure. I think, ultimately the answer is about creativity and what it's done for me as a person in the world and what I've seen it do for others. And there are so many blockers to being able to be creative. Mm-hmm. My particular tool helps build sound for visuals, which is what you were just talking about, Audio Design Desk. Yeah. I have a few other products, which I'll probably share over the course of this conversation, that use AI to help educate, that use AI to help create music and various other things. But for me, the why of, why we create these tools is ultimately to help enhance creativity, which I know is a, it's better than therapy for me. For example, I started a screenwriting class about 15 years ago for kids who were facing life in prison. And it through an organization that I'm on the board of called Inside Out Writers. Mm-hmm. And Rand did a study on kids who go through these programs versus kids that don't. And 87% fewer kids recidivate after going through these creative programs where they
really
express themselves creatively. And so I think that speaks to the power and the importance of creativity. It's another reason why we make these products, is to try to enhance and promote human creativity. A lot of people don't have a year of study and, $600 to buy a guitar. Well, now they can use an application that's free to express themselves musically and to have that feeling of, creative flow. People don't have $60 or $100 an hour to pay for a tutor. One of our applications can turn you can create any character. You could create Spider-Man or Darth Vader or whoever you're into, and then you can turn those characters into your personalized tutors. Anyway, some of the why is about enhancing education and creativity through efficiency.
Yeah, globally. And I can see why creativity is so impactful, because as you said, it's meditation for you. It's like therapy for you. But just being in the flow is actually a form of meditation, right? It's connecting to inner source and inner being. Tell us a little bit about that, because that's your vision. I from hearing you, that is the mission for you.
It's so true. You know, I don't meditate typically, although it's something I've been meaning to get into. But when I am in that space, in either by myself writing music or creating pitch decks, now I can get into the flow, or in a room with other people and we're playing music together, and you have that realization of like, oh my gosh, I'm in the room. Like, you leave the room. Like, I'm not moving my fingers. I'm not thinking about what's next. You're just part of this kind of organism. And it is a really special experience. My mother experiences it through washing dishes. So it sounds weird maybe, but she just goes and she kind of forgets she's there and she's doing this thing where she's achieving a goal of a task, which is to have clean dishes. Yeah. But she'll do it for a half an hour, an hour. And if you watch her doing it, she loves it. She's just in that meditative space. She doesn't have to be thinking about all the stressors and all of the other things that are happening in the world. It's as simple as getting this dish to be clean with the sound of the water going, going into the sink. So I think that flow state that you're talking about and asking about, it can be achieved in a lot of ways. Through me, it's been through these creative endeavors, writing, creating movies, building movies, editing, making music, writing music, things like that.
Yeah. And so Audio Design Desk, also known as ADD, interesting name. Yeah. You want to share some insight?
Well, it did start as a joke. My co-founder, a guy named Sam Music, I think we both probably have ADD, but I jokingly said to him like, oh, we should call it ADD. And then he instantly said Audio Design Desk, and it did describe what the thing does. Yeah. So we kind of stuck with it. The genesis of the name.
Yeah. And now it allows to perform sound, design sound effects in real time. Tell us how it works currently. And I know you've used it in movies, so we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah. So the process now for creating the sound for your visuals without Audio Design Desk is entirely manual. There are a lot of things in movies that people who don't make movies wouldn't really know about, but there are specific kinds of sounds that are used for various moments. For example, if you're transitioning from one scene to another, you might hear a whoosh sound. Or if you see a title come out, or if it's a scary movie and some of the bad guy opens the door, like there's a hit or an impact. There's often a rise leading up to creating tension between moments, and drones and pulses that kind of are the bed that create the feeling of the scene. Again, for an audience, they don't know that's why they're getting the feeling that they just are experiencing it. But for those of us that make it, we know that the process of finding those sounds, creating those moods, which has a dramatic, if you watch the movie without these sounds, you don't have that feeling. When I was a little kid and I saw scary movies, I never closed my eyes. I always plugged my ears. And it's true that it's the sound that really creates that visceral kind of emotional experience. And yet the process of creating it has been entirely manual. So we created a sort of an AI. This was 6 years ago that we started making this product that understands the connection points between the visuals and the sounds, because that's one of the hardest things, is finding that connection point. And then once you've made a first connection, let's say it's a rise creating the tension up into a moment when maybe it's even a joke where you think it's going to be the bad guy coming into the room, but really it's like your best friend. So you create that moment and then the door opens and there's relief. Finding that sound, which used to be digging through a library, trying to find a sound, dragging it into a timeline, trimming the sound, moving it to the right spot, untrimming it, listening to it. It's not the right one. You got to do it again. It could take you 20 minutes to find that sound. Now, in our system, you just press a button. It'll bring in your first sound and you can just say, give me a new one. Give me a new. It's a little like Tinder for sounds or something. Like, nope, swipe left, swipe left. Oh, I'm swiping right. I like that one. And then if you think of this as that single process that I'm mentioning across the course of a scene or a few scenes or an entire movie, you're talking about saving weeks and weeks of time and but also having a better experience doing it, where it's totally manual. Very little of it is creative in the other experience. In our experience, it's a process of discovery. You're like, ooh, what's it going to give me next? And you can make adjustments and say, I want this to be intense, or I want it to be complex, or, you know, there's various sort of sound terms that you can use to quickly find the thing you're looking for.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. And so you're taking it from the big screen and actually putting it in my lap, right? Putting it in my hands. Anybody can actually use this AI assist editor to help make, you know, say marketing video for business owners, right?
100%. Yes.
That's fantastic.
And now what we have a new product, which is called SoundGen. Go to soundgen.io. It's free. Sign up, play with it. And that product, you can bring in a video or use it without video, but you bring in a video and just describe what you see. So like one of the demos that I came up with a few days ago is I brought in a video of a real estate company ad, a 15-second ad where it's a woman and she's in a food truck and she started a business and she's like starting to make a little bit of money, and she sees a store that's vacant, and she gets the store, and she ends up moving her donut shop from the truck into the store. That's the story of the little thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just typing in what I see, and no musical terms. A woman, a food truck, and a credit card, and a donut shop, and a store, and it's a real estate ad. And the thing will make the music for you, and it's actually quite good. But if you are a musician, and you want, like one of the demos I did this morning actually is I picked up my, I have a guitar, acoustic guitar right here. And I picked up the guitar and I just played a little blues riff into it. And then I typed in the Black Keys. I like that band. So I typed in the Black Keys and it took my guitar riff and then it added drums and it added bass and it added another guitar. And suddenly your idea can just come to life from this one little thing where you just hit record and typed in two words.
Yeah.
It's kind of magical where we're getting to with AI.
Yeah, no, that's phenomenal. And you found a way to use it with music in real time. And so that's even like, that's huge. Tell us about some of the, if you can share, some of the movies that it's been used in. You said it's been on Max, Netflix.
Sure. Yeah. We were used in the latest Transformers. We're used in Stranger Things, which I freaked out because I love that show. And the editor of Stranger Things tweeted that they were using Audio Design Desk. And I was like, oh, my God, what? Like,
viral moment.
Right. Totally. Yeah. Mission Impossible. We're used in a bunch of sort of bigger things. Not that they do all of the sound with our product, but they'll use them for sections or scenes where it would take them 3 days and they're like, oh, we need to do this in 2 hours. So we're used on a lot of television shows, lots of reality shows and things like that as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm thinking about using it for my marketing content too, because I'm curious to see if when you put the video clip in there, does it put the audio where it needs to be? Does it flow? Or do I need to go in and kind of cut and edit?
So it doesn't automatically place the sounds yet. You still need to give it some instructions where you'd say, I want a sound here. But what's different about our product is like, let's say you wanted a music, you want a little stinger, you want something for the intro and outro of your video or whatever. You would press a single button, it'll bring in a piece of music, and then you'll listen to it. If you don't like it, you press another button and it gives you a new one, a new idea. If you say, I like this, but I want something similar, but this isn't quite right, it very easily will go, oh, okay, how about these options and things like that. So it's not yet entirely automated. My guess is in about a year and a half, something like that, you'll get your first draft of all of your sounds by just plopping the video in and like, here's everything we think should be in there.
That's fantastic. And now from the business aspect of it, getting this started, you want to be venture scale. You get investment because this huge.
Yeah. So we launched in January of, we had gotten into South by Southwest 2020, which you may remember was like the first big event to be shut down by COVID. Mm-hmm. And so our whole trajectory was leading towards this moment where we had been accepted as innovators at South by Southwest. And that was going to be our big launch. That got shut down. But because of the little bit of publicity we had received from it, and because everyone suddenly was doing things remotely, a few accelerators reached out to us. And so we ended up in an accelerator called Creative Destruction Lab. I had never even really heard of an accelerator before this, being like a, I don't know, I guess a tech entrepreneur. Like, I hadn't thought of myself that way. I'm really a musician and a filmmaker. But what Creative Destruction Lab gave us was basically weekly mentors who are in that space, who understand the business, and who are guiding you towards specific goals. Creative Destruction Lab is a little bit like the show Survivor. It's, I think it's 9 months, and you meet with the whole crew every 6 weeks or 2 months, and half of the people get cut. So every 6 weeks or 2 months or whatever it was, you're like, am I going to be one of the people to get cut? Like, you're hoping that you don't. Part of the way not to get cut is to achieve the goals that you set out from, because really it's like, okay, I'm going to add these features and I'm going to get these many more people using the product by 2 months from now. And then the next thing is some new features and some new goals and some new benchmarks. In any event, at the very end of this Creative Destruction Lab accelerator, they choose three companies to go on what they call the big stage. And they selected us to be one of those companies. So I got to present my product and talk about our vision. And out of that, there's a lot of investors there. Quite a few people contacted me, said, we're interested in investing. I think about half of them, of the people that contacted me, did invest. And so the money, the investment, it hasn't been the kind of traditional VC experience. It's been through that and then through word of mouth from, okay, oh, I love the company and what you guys are doing and I invested. Let me introduce you to somebody else. Nice. So far, that's been the way that we've raised money. I have met with some VC firms, and this next stage where it really is generative AI, which was sort of one of the thoughts that you had on the product, will require like a larger scale investment. So that we can properly train. I'm just going to quickly for 1 second pivot the conversation to say one of the things about generative that's so important slash scary for people. People are worried that they're going to lose their jobs, especially musicians. Imagine if you're making your money composing these things and suddenly like people can type in the visuals as I described and they don't need that musician anymore. Well, from my perspective, we need to create a new type of model, a new type of payment model, so that every musician that contributes to the training of this AI data gets paid on every single transaction. So that's
like royalties. Yeah,
exactly like royalties. Yes, when I was a musician, you know, a professional musician, the way I made money was my things I played on would be played on the radio and I'd get 1 penny here and 2 pennies there. But all of a sudden, you're getting a $25,000 check. You know, it's like those pennies really add up. And I think that that is the future of this space. If we can try to be the good guys in this space, because clearly when it comes to writing, OpenAI is taking a stance. We don't owe you guys any money. When it comes to images, Stable Diffusion, OpenAI, Midjourney, et cetera, are taking a stance of we don't owe you any money. I don't want to take that stance in music. I think that we can kind of change the paradigm by doing what I think is both the right thing to do, but I also think it's good business. Like, how often does that happen? The right thing to do and good business. That there's an opportunity here to create.
Until Gabe, until you, until ADD came along. Because we've revolutionized the way musicians get paid that has been uninterrupted for so long. And also the whole music industry, it is quite refreshing. To your point, I know this quote that says, AI won't replace you, but someone using AI can replace you.
I think that's right. A lot of jobs are going to be the people that understand the tools that use AI. I mean, it's the same thing where if what you knew how to do is splice tape and record onto tape, you're not getting hired anywhere right now. You have to use Pro Tools and edit in Pro Tools and use those tools. The future of the tools are the AI tools. And so my recommendation to the people that tell me they're nervous about it is dig in, start to understand what's happening. They're in their infancy right now. All of these tools, like, you know, if you listen to our generative products, the sound is okay, but it's not going to rival something you could produce at a studio with real musicians. But in a year, it will. So getting in now, understanding how the tools work now will give people a leg up in job
opportunities. It would behoove them to do that. It's an incentive because then all the other artists who are using the AI ADD and the new tool will also be in that payment method platform, and they'll be getting paid, but they'll be getting paid to train this new tool. Still utilizing your skill set, still utilizing your passion, but a different way.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I love speaking to creative individuals and musicians, because you have found your passion early and you hone into it. And so let's talk about that need to focus on your purpose and finding your passion and what joy it brings you, and makes life a lot easier too, because then you stay focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The truth is, when I was a kid, things changed for me in middle school. But when I was in elementary school, I was teased a lot, and I had a really rough time. And I haven't actually told this story publicly ever before. But the thing that I would do to kind of make myself feel better is I would go off to a space at lunch or whatever by myself, and I would sing. And that singing experience calmed the feeling of isolation and loneliness and feeling like I wasn't fitting in. And then it didn't occur to me that I could become a musician as a thing that you could do as a child. But then in middle school, it happened that also suddenly I was somehow popular and everything changed for me there. But I went to an art school, and I got to choose between making film or doing music, and I chose to do music. And then it did take a year of practicing so that I could actually play, because you have to know how to play before, I think, or at least for me, I had to learn how to play before I could get into a meditative space where I was starting to make things. But I remember at about the age of 14, once I could play a little bit, having that first incredible experience of just making stuff up with other people, just like improvising music and going off in a direction and then coming back to the thing you had played before. And it's magic. It's the same as magic. Then years later, I realized I might be able to help other people have this same experience. And maybe that could be a job. So it happened slowly over time. It's not something that I kind of understood could happen, instantly, but having the experience myself. And, I think that we have done that for some people. I think our products have done that.
Yeah. And I concur. Just being in that space, it shines through you when you have found your purpose, and it doesn't feel like work anymore. You're just having fun. It's just straight euphoria.
Yeah. And I mean, even with building, it sounds funny, but like building these AI products is similar to, for me, to playing music. Like, there are all of these models out there right now. There's literally thousands of models that are good at doing one thing. Yeah. And part of what my job is to understand what that one thing is, and to think how I combine that model with another model to make it do two things, to make it do 8 things equal, like, again, the experience of picking up an instrument and suddenly it's making music with you. That's not a single model that does that. It's the combination of all of these models. But the process of discovering those, the combination also is meditative. You also lose time because you're in there making something.
Yeah.
And that's what's incredible about, I think, this moment. Nobody's ever been able to, it's just the last year and a half that you even could do these things.
Yeah.
So this is a whole new paradigm. And in the future, I mean, what ChatGPT released OpenAI released last week with the ability to better create these chatbots that they call GPTs. I mean, you can go in there, and if you want to make part of your thing is great morning routines. So if you wanted to simplify your life by having a bot understand your calendar and your email, let's pretend that privacy is not a concern. Of course it is, but let's just pretend it wasn't. It looks at your calendar, it looks at your email, it looks at your internal notes, it sees what you're doing today, and it gives you a one sheet where it's like, you're meeting this person, remember to talk about this and this, and you had already talked about these things, and you're meeting Gabe Cowan today, and this is a thing where there's some overlap, and oh, he's been working in prison, because it can also search me up on the internet and see where there's no, right? Like, this is a whole new, you could make that bot, not knowing anything about AI, in about an hour. So what? Like, we can make these things, and thinking about where we'll be a year from now, I don't know. It's both scary and exciting to think about and talk about.
Yeah, and having the, it's like having, being a president and having the earbuds in your ear and your assistant is telling you, this is who's coming to you, shake their hand and ask about their kids.
That's right. Well, I'll give you one example. So this morning I was driving my son to school. My son's six. And he loves, he talks to a thing, I made something called Talk To, where I was mentioning you can make any characters and they'll become your tutors. And he created this character called Fart Monster that he loves. And he talks to Fart Monster before he goes to bed. And Fart Monster will make up a story and bring you to Fartopia. And everybody's got these magical farts. It's sort of embarrassing to say, but it's just, he loves it. He thinks it's funny and puts him to bed. But today on the way to school, we were talking about the seven wonders of the world. And he was like, Dad, what are the seven wonders? We were talking about Stonehenge. And he was like, well, what are the seven wonders of the world? What are they? So I was driving, so I couldn't search anything up, but I opened up the new ChatGPT application and I asked it with my voice, what are the seven wonders of the world? And it told my son what the seven wonders of the world were. And he was just sitting there like fascinated to hear these things. But here is, so that was super cool that it's speaking and that it's answering my son's question. But also I then said to it, well, show me an image of it. And it created the images of all seven of these things. Include some of the seven wonders of the world aren't things anyone's ever seen. There's only in stories, right? They're only in old scrolls and archaeologists haven't found them yet. Anyway, so that moment for him to have that visual, to understand at the age of six, think about where that's going and what that's going to be like for education, for kids, for imagination, for expanding creativity and all of that.
It's a great time to be alive. I mean, so for the app, so you said it's chat, OpenAI just released these little bots. What are they called?
They call them GPTs, and you have to be on the paid plan to create them. By the way, you can create them for free in our application, which is called Talk To, TalkToo. And you can create any character you want. If you want to chat, again, with Spider-Man or Superman or... you know, or whoever, Rosa Parks, like whoever you want to talk to, you can create these characters, historic figures, your own characters, Fart Monster, whatever you want. And you can be speaking to them. And now what OpenAI has allowed them to do is to also search the internet so they can gain more information. And now part of what I was describing to you is they can also connect to things like your calendar or like your email or really anything. So we're going to see a massive paradigm shift here in the next year. This is just last week that they launched this.
Amazing. Gabe, I could talk to you all day about this, but let's talk about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up and show up?
So, okay, get up, dress up and show up. So I think it depends really for me at this stage in life. Like I have young kids, so it used to be a bit different. And I sort of jokingly was thinking about this, like I'm really a night person. I'm somebody that finds my flow after the kids are asleep now. And, you know, I have like those 3 or 4 hours to really come and create and have quiet. Now my morning routine is... I got to get the kids ready for school. I got to get myself ready. I got to make sure they're fed. I got to make sure their shoes are on. That is tougher than it should be. So I wish that I had better guidance at this stage of life about the morning routine and how it positively impacts the rest of the day. I will say the one thing that I do still that I used to do is I try to swallow the elephant in the morning. Mm-hmm. So once I drop the kids off at school or once I sit down at the desk, you know, at about 9 or 9:30, rather than looking at my emails and getting incoming and being reactive, it is time for me to be proactive. I'm sure you've heard this from other people that this is a common theme, but I try not to look at the emails. I'm not always successful. There is a lot of incoming, but in general, I've got the things on my to-do list and I try to hit those things that are going to be hard for me first, because if you get those out, the rest you, and by the way, it's always one of those things where it's like, it's going to take 3 hours and it takes 10 minutes. Right. And you're like, oh my God, I'm done with the hard things. Now I can just, you know, join the day. So those are my thoughts on getting up dressed.
Yeah. Eat your frog first. I'm hearing that quite often because you're at your optimum. You know, your brain power is at its best early in the morning. So that's why it doesn't take you 2 hours. It doesn't take you 3 hours. It takes you 10 minutes because you're utilizing the best part of your brain. And then you get it done and everything else is a bonus thereafter.
Everything's a bonus thereafter. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, such a great insight. Thank you for sharing it. How do we connect with you? Where can we find you? I want to find out about ADD, so give us the handles.
Well, you could get in touch with me at my email, which is gabe@add.app, add.app. You can go to our website, which is add.app. And again, the new product that I was mentioning is called SoundGen, which is soundgen.io. Or we also have this product called Talk2, TALKTOO.AI is the domain. But if you search it up on the App Store, on the Mac App Store, the Android App Store, it's free to use, and you can make characters and you can have your own journeys and adventures with these characters too.
That is phenomenal. Thank you so much for sharing. Before we part ways, you want to share a quote with us, inspiration? What's your fave?
You know, I like this Einstein quote. He said, I believe, first of all, these quotes get all mangled up and who said them, but I heard that this is from Einstein. I'm not 100% sure that it is, but he said, "It takes the smartest people in the world to solve the most complex problems, but it takes a genius to come up with the simple solutions." And I think that's true. The simple solutions are the hardest things to come up with, that simple solution to that complex problem.
Profound. That's like that there you would have a business. You have a lucrative business.
Simplesolutions.com.
Right. Gabe, it's been such a pleasure and honor sharing the stage with you. Thank you so much for coming and being so present.
Thank you so much. See you again.
Perfect.
Well, all right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.